All right, well, God bless you all. I guess you could say that technology is one of God's gifts to mankind because it's almost like I'm seated right there with you. So thankful to be able to share the greatness of God's word once again. And tonight I'm going to be sharing on something that has to do with a three-letter word. And we're going to start in the book of John. John chapter 16. John chapter 16, 33 to be exact. And in this verse, you will notice that Jesus said four words that would change it all for many of us. Something that would change our mindset. And in John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But here are those four words: be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. The four words that have changed so many lives. This particular verse in John 16:33 is not the only place that Jesus spoke these words. He also spoke these words in Matthew chapter 14 when he and the apostles were on that boat and that storm began to take shape. Because the apostles immediately began to fear for their lives. But here comes Jesus saying the same thing in verse 27. Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. It's been made clear, I think, especially with election season being in full swing, that we live in a world that prioritizes people feeling unhappy and unworthy. But God has given us an incorruptible seed which allows us to live with a heart of cheerfulness. Have you ever seen the glass half empty as opposed to half full? Every person on the line, if you've lived. But I have a statement that I want to emphasize to you all tonight, and that is, in his presence is fullness of joy. Well, let's think about what that might mean. But for the answer to this pivotal question, let's read the verse that reveals the path to true happiness and the fullness of joy. And that would be Psalm 16:11, if you'd like to turn there or just listen, whatever you're blessed to do. Psalm 16:11, Thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Let's take a moment to understand why David wrote these words in the first place. When David wrote these words, he was facing some pretty dire circumstances, as you know. He was on the run. He was hiding out and waiting for Saul and his entourage to find him and kill him. And, on the surface, that doesn't sound like a reason for someone to be filled with joy. But David was able to look past the hardship and see the goodness of God. He understood that true joy does not rely on the outward circumstances that we face every single day. But instead, it's a loving relationship with the creator of the heavens and the earth that gives us a reason to rejoice, even in the worst of times. Simply being in God's presence brings joy into our lives. There is nothing too big for the Father to conquer and nothing too small for him to care about. Because whatever comes our way, God and his presence are always with us. And there are two ways, two particular ways God's presence stays with us. First, no matter what time of day it is, there's always one right thing to do. No matter the circumstances that are happening in our lives, no matter the trials and tribulations we may face, no matter what it is, prayer is the one right thing to do. Because we can take our troubles to the Father and find joy in His presence. Secondly, through the power of the Spirit of Christ within, we are in constant contact with the Father. He resides in us, God in Christ in us, and we reside in Him. And it's such a blessing for God when we rejoice. And because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been granted this ability. And of course, in God's word, fullness of joy represents rejoicing and gladness. It's a celebration of who God is and all that He does for us every single day. Joy is not a fleeting feeling where it's here 1 minute and then gone the next. It has nothing to do with our outward circumstances. It has nothing to do with the things that we may face in the midst of day-by-day living, or whether or not we feel happiness in the moment. For born-again believers, joy is a state of being. It's something that remains inside of us no matter what is going on in our lives. And we receive our joy from the Lord Jesus Christ. With gladness and rejoicing, we can enter the presence of God day and night and find fullness of joy simply because we know Christ. And we may not feel joyful at times. It's part of being human. But we don't have to look far to find it, because God has promised us that in His presence there is fullness of joy. And if you feel like joy is something out of reach in your life, enter into God's presence. Spend time in prayer. Ask Him to help you. And He will show you the true meaning of what it means to bask in His presence and the fullness of joy. So, gracious Heavenly Father, I thank You for the wonderful privilege it is to live in Your presence every single day, Father, to be able to find that fullness of joy that You've promised within those scriptures, Father. Because without You, life would be a whole lot harder than it is. So I pray for these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.